Let's go to John 13, 34. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew his hour was come, he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he should come from God and went to God, he rise from supper, laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Now, as you flow down in through here and read these things, and you come to verse 22, the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask him who it should be of whom he spoke. And lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said unto him, Do what you do quickly. He had to get him out of there. He had to get that spirit out of there. Now, no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke to him. Some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said to him, Buy those things we have need against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. What a giving reputation. That in the, it must have happened before. Must maybe more than once.
Yep.
That he just wake him up. And there's a poor widow down here. We know. Before he went to Gadara. That he made arrangements for clothes. His garment was sewn without seam. Very costly. So then they saw him clothed and in his right mind. So faith prepares before it goes. He had the clothes with him. Can you imagine that? When he said, All right, there's a man over there. I'm going to deliver him. He's in a mess. He's been possessed of the devil. And it's an unclean spirit, so it started with a sexual thing, but the Father's called him to preach. And I need to dress him. He's in a mess. He doesn't have any clothes. And I've called him to preach, so let's take some clothes.
Praise God.
The Master.
God.
He said, I will not leave him in that condition. And he did. And he preached compassion throughout Decapolis, the 10 cities. Praise God. So here we are. Would you call that a form of a petition? Well, sure. It was a word of knowledge from the Father to start with. I want you to go over there and do this. Now, I've called this one to preach. So get some clothes. And we're going to set him free. We're going to send him home to his family and his friends. And can't you see Mrs. Legion? Whatever their names were, she runs out there and says, We thought you were dead. We didn't know. Where'd you get those fine looking clothes? My Lord. And my Savior called me to preach his compassion. We'll meet him one of these days. So now, here we go. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I'll love him and will manifest myself to him. It wouldn't say anything about the one that cried and prayed the longest or the loudest. It was the one that practices his love and practices that commandment and is aware of it all the time. Acutely aware of it all the time. Not too long ago, I said something. We were there in the garden room. We were watching television together. I said something. I could tell Gloria didn't like it much. And so she just turned around and walked out. And she came back in and she said, I started to get mad and decided I wouldn't. That's about the worst fuss we ever had. I started to get mad, but I decided. I decided I wouldn't. Hallelujah. So, John 15. All of this was on my petition. John 15:4. If you abide in me, and I in you, as a branch can except that it abide in the vine, and you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You should have said amen to that. Amen. Without me you can do nothing. And you can do nothing without him if you're not abiding in that word, and that word is not abiding in you. And the only way it's going to abide there is to read it and read it and read it and believe it and believe it and believe it and listen and listen and listen. It was 3:54 in the afternoon. So, I was listening to Brother Hagin. Well, Brother Hagin's been in glory. Well, so's my mother. This is the reason why we don't have any excuse in our day and age. Right. And I was listening to him. And talking about prayer and so forth and so on. And he was just going to the different kinds of prayer and so forth and so on. And so then he began to talk about the prayer of petition, the prayer of faith, and the prayer of dedication, and the prayer of thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And he brought up the prayer of petition. So I had my little tablet right there next to my bed. And I started writing things down. Glory to God. I wrote down the date. I wrote down the time. I wrote down right where I was when I heard it. Praise God. Then I went back and looked up all of those scriptures and wrote them all down. And I have a little note of it. I have sleep scriptures. And I read those. Just before it goes. So I made a little note of it right at the top of my sleep scriptures. I dated it. The date and the hour. The moment. Yes. And I said, okay, that petition is before the throne of God. Praise God. I made my part. Now it's up to him. I have this confidence that he heard me. But I didn't use anything but scripture to write the thing in the first place. So, let me say this to you. Prayer does not make faith work. Faith makes prayer. Now, my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, praying man, Bible reading man. He stuttered so badly when he was in school that he could hardly say his name. But he remembered one morning that before he got on the school bus that he had not read his Bible. So he ran back in and read, and he read, "I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers." He thought, well, that changed his entire life. He personally said this to me. He said, "Kenneth, in most cases for most Christians, their failure is a prayer failure. Not knowing how to pray, when to pray it, how to ask it, or how to receive it." He said, "You have to pray on purpose. You don't just scattershot. You pray on purpose for purpose petitions." And his example of this was this. He said, "We were itinerant preachers. In other words, we didn't have any place to live." And he said, "We just traveled from one place to the other." And he said, "My wife got tired of that." And he said, "We were living in the home of a deacon." And he said, she said, "Oh, if you don't get us a place to live, I'm going home." He said, "You wouldn't do that." She said, "You just try me." So it was on a Wednesday night. Now, he was pastoring that little church there in Enid, Oklahoma. And so Wednesday night. So he said, "We're going to get a parsonage. And I'm going to begin it with my paycheck. $50. And he said, the piano player just jumped up, grabbed a hat, and they started receiving that offering. Then he said, "I remembered I had to tell Evelyn." So he said, "I got back," and he said, "Well, let me tell you what I did." She said, "Oral, you didn't do that." He said, "Yes, I did." He said, "It's cold there in January in Oklahoma." He said, "It's a whole lot colder in that bedroom." He said, "There went my $50 for the month." And it got about 4 o'clock in the morning. He said it was the wealthiest farmer in the county. And he came and he said, "Oral, I'm ashamed of myself for not putting something in that offering tonight. I was there." But he said, I had these in a can buried out in my backyard." And he said, "I'm a farmer. And I know if you want a harvest, you have to plant a seed." 4 $100 bills. He had never seen a $100 bill, and neither had Evelyn. He said, "I just fanned those $100 bills out." And she was there in the bed, and she said, "Who was that?" He said, "Well, it's so-and-so." And he said, "This is the harvest on our $50. She said, "Something like, let me see that." She'd never seen a $100 bill. And she said something like, "We're on our way." God had a plan.
Yes.
God had a plan. And the healing miracle ministry hadn't come yet. But he had a plan. So he received seed time and harvest before he was ever in the miracle ministry. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now then. Okay. Let's go to the 11th chapter of Mark's Gospel. Thank you, Lord. Oh, this is just to unpack this. I don't know how many times I've read this over the years. Even the trip. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, it was a mile and a half from Bethany to Jerusalem. That in itself is good information. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came if he might. Found that leaves for the time of figs was not yet. Now hang on a minute. Leroy's here. On the day coming when they were in Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. And he said to it, "No one ever again eat fruit of you again." So what is going on here? Go back to the garden. Oh, artists that don't ever read the Bible. They'd think an apple doesn't say a thing in the world about apple leaves. They clothed themselves with fig leaves. Mm-hmm. That fruit was a fig. And this one paid the price.
Yes, it did.
Hallelujah. Now, he just simply said, he answered and said, the fig tree says, you're not getting anything to eat here. He answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. 9 words. Turned his back on it and walked. He spoke the end result and went on to Jerusalem. Well, about a mile and a half. He just spoke to it, left. So now in closing this, anyone shall say, it just kind of, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. That was also 9 words. So which is bigger, a fig tree or a mountain? We have authority over mountains. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Here's the whole bottom line. Count how many times he went to the temple. This is just your assignment. Count how many times he went there . Just mark them down. Just go through how many times they went through the temple, went to the temple. I dare you. I double dog Texas dare you. Now you have to. Peter and John went through the beautiful gate. the man looking up, expecting to receive something of them. Well, of course he did. How many times did Jesus go through there? How many times did he say to Judas, put something in this man's hand, put it in his hand, put it in his hand, put it in his hand? Of course he said, here's my boys. Of course they're going to put something in my hand. Looked up expecting to receive from them. Hallelujah. He expected to receive from them. They'd been there again and again and again and again. Jesus walked right by there and didn't do a thing. It wasn't a plan. The assignment was for his name. He said, in that day, you'll ask me nothing, but whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Whatever you demand in my name, I will do it. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He demanded it in his name, and he lifted his up, lifted, and his ankles were made strong, and he went leaping and praising God into the temple.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The prayer of the believer isn't a one-way monologue. It's an intimate fellowshipping with your Heavenly Father that takes hold of the promises He's given you. Get Kenneth Copeland's book, Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, and help transform your prayer life to see results every time. God is as ready and willing to answer your prayers as He was Jesus. When you pray according to His word, your circumstances change. Your prayers will turn sickness into health, poverty to abundance, and sorrow to joy. Discover the different types of biblical prayer and the weapons of your warfare so you can use them to walk in victory. He's given you authority in Christ. Learn to pray in faith from that place of authority and access all of heaven's resources. You can have a fruitful prayer life with every hindrance to receiving removed and walk in the success God has for you. Experience a life of peace and joy through a closer relationship with God in Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, a book by Kenneth Copeland, available in paperback or digital download. Request your free copy today on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
KCBC is where I built a solid faith foundation before I started my career.
With our busy schedules, finding a college with a close community and shared values was so important to us.
And we found it here.
At KCBC, I renewed my identity in Christ. I got a second chance and found my purpose.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a community of family and faith here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Through practical and classroom education, get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry with faith, integrity, and excellence. Get hands-on ministry and outreach opportunities, discover new gifts and talents, and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. When you have a personal relationship with God, your fellowship with Him develops into a deep and strong faith and trust. The better we know Him, the more fruitful we become because of His power and authority working through us. You have His coveted promises that bless and prosper every area of your life. But you can only put your faith and confidence in God to the extent that you know Him. If you're ready to say yes to Jesus and answer the call to fellowship with Him, then pray with me. Lord, I confess my sins before You. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive You as my Savior. I receive Your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank You that I'm born again. Amen. Praise God, you are born again. You have child of God status. Your new birth into the family of God has given you an inheritance and right standing with God. You can expect to hear His voice, be led of the Holy Spirit, and have your prayers answered. So now is the time to get to know your Savior Jesus, spending quality time with Him, reading His word, and being in prayer. The more time you spend with Him, the more you will find that your desires, attitudes, and beliefs will begin to line up with His. You'll see how the blessing that includes life, healing, and prosperity all belong to you. To help you learn more, Kenneth Copeland Ministries would send you the Salvation Package. It includes a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called He Did It All For You, and some information to help guide you in reading and studying your Bible. Find out all these things that Jesus did for you and what is yours in Christ when you receive Him into your heart. Jesus came to give you life and give you life more abundantly. To request your salvation package, go to kcm.org and we'll send it to you for free. Let us know your testimony. Share your story of what God has done in your life. Email or call us today and let us rejoice with you. Well, we'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.